Hello and welcome to All You Ever Wanted to Know. I am Jordan Patswold. In studio, I have with me Tracy Alcorn, sleep technician and owner of Parkland CPAP Services. Tracy, great to have you back with us on All You Ever Wanted to Know.
Thanks, Jordan. I'm glad to be here.
Yes. Well, as you've talked with Scott before here at the station, he has sleep apnea. And, well, myself, I also suffer from sleep apnea. So we are both equipped with machines, but we both have different perspectives. So he sent me down here today. We can have a chat, too, about the services offered at CPAP. Let's go back to the beginning, though, just with the talks that we have. Let's just provide a refresher for people what exactly CPAP machines are, what sleep apnea is, and then we'll dive into some different things that maybe we haven't talked about before.
Sure, that sounds good. So basically, sleep apnea is a condition where people will stop breathing when they're sleeping. And although we all will do that a time or two, people with sleep apnea can happen 20, 30, 40, 50 or more times per hour. Mm-hmm. These episodes will last 10 seconds or more. Obviously, our oxygen levels go down. It's bad for your body. Every system in your body needs oxygen.
So I guess apnea, it's just how the air, it gets blocked from entering the system for extended periods of time. Like you said, up to 10 seconds in those circumstances. And eventually the body kind of kicks itself into gear, ultimately, is what happens, right?
Exactly. And when that happens, your body goes through that fight or flight. You have an adrenaline dump. Your heart races. It's hard on your body. You shouldn't be exercising when you're supposed to be sleeping, right?
Well, it's a very good point. The body keeps working and working. And then when you wake up, you're tired.
Very tired. Yes. And hard to function.
Again, that's something I experienced personally. Now, I had no idea this was actually going on. I mean, I knew I was tired a lot. I credited it to my job. I'm up at 5 o'clock in the morning. I'm not sleeping maybe as much as I should, but I want to be up. So I just sort of caught up, if you will, with naps. But even that wasn't doing enough for me. Really didn't understand what was going on.
You know, Jordan, we hear that a lot, actually, in a lot of young men with young families, and they're just busy going to hockey and hockey tournaments and dance recitals and you name it, and working early and driving long distances if they're rural. And it's just, that's just life. That's just how you feel. No idea that their tiredness is actually due to a condition that can be treated.
Yeah. So what at least woke myself up to this sort of thing was, well, it was the first time I actually went camping with my fiance. And it was her shock and discovery on that trip that, man, Jordan, you snore really, really loud. Yeah. Also a symptom of apnea.
Yes, it is. Essentially, if you snore loudly and if you've got high blood pressure, you should be checked for sleep apnea. Doesn't matter your age or your sex.
Right. Well, and that's just it. I thought it would be something like, no, apnea, something like that. That's probably just something that someone a bit further along in their life is encountering. Right. Not really understanding as well at the time what exactly apnea was and what actually caused it. I know sometimes also those who are overweight prone to having apnea as well. But that being said, it's not necessarily a be-all, end-all factor either.
No, we have a lot of really skinny people that have quite severe sleep apnea. So you can't just look in the mirror. You can't just say gender.
Yeah.
You know, if there's a concern, if you're tired, you got other things going on, it's a simple one-night test in your own home. Doesn't cost you anything, and we can at least rule it out.
Right. First step for people, it's my understanding, can they come directly into CPAP, or do they have to go to the doctor first?
Well, they're always welcome to come in. We'll answer their questions, but we can't do any testing without a physician's referral. So we do need that referral from the physician.
Comes pretty easily.
Yeah.
Just going to the doctor. Hey, it's often starting out with my spouse is worried about me, because again, a lot of people don't realize how bad they personally may have it until it's noticed by someone else. But yeah, they'll send you away. And it's so nice. So now here in Yorkton, we do have a place people can go. Wasn't around when I was first diagnosed with apnea. Had to go to Regina for those trips just to get the testing equipment, then take that back, that test equipment, and then my fitting and everything. It's
a lot of driving.
It was a lot of driving, and it was frustrating for sure. But I knew in the best interest of my health, it was something I had to do. But now Parkland CPAP Services, they are here in Yorkton, and I'm sure being very well received. Hey, people, I'm sure appreciate not having to go to Regina for
they
something.
Do.
everything.
They really do. Yeah.
Wonderful. Again, Tracy Alcorn is our guest today on All You Ever Wanted to Know, sleep technician and owner of Parkland CPAP Services. So, for myself, I know I decided to go through, had some help with private insurance to get myself a machine, tackling some of the costs. But for those that don't, what's the status now, I guess, provincially with coverage for someone with sleep apnea and getting a machine?
So the government will still provide a fixed pressure CPAP machine for people that qualify for it.
Mm-hmm.
They need to pay $275.
Okay.
For that, and that includes the machine and just basic tubing. And then they still require their mask, and if they want a climate line, which is a nice feature, then they do that on their own.
Okay. Well, let's dive into some of the differences between machines. We were talking a bit before about the Air 10 ResMed system. There's a couple different versions of it. I was talking about mine. It's a little bit different than what's also out there. They have different features.
Right. So you've got an auto set machine, and that's generally when somebody accesses their third-party insurance, that's what they'll get, is an auto set machine.
Okay.
So instead of it being a fixed pressure and set at one constant pressure, this machine just auto sets to your needs with each breath that you take. So, if you change, a lot of people once on CPAP will lose weight because they're not going to be as tired. They're going to have more energy. Plus, they're not having those physiological changes in their body with lack of oxygen causing them to hold on to weight. Right, so they can lose some weight.
Huh.
And when you lose weight, you lose 30 pounds or more. Your pressure changes may. Your pressure needs may change.
Okay.
With an auto set, we don't have to worry about changing the pressure.
Okay. Well,
as you get older and your needs change, the machine changes with you.
Now, you just mentioned weight loss. That was something I encountered, and I do have that auto machine that is changing the pressures, but my wife has noticed that some of the equipment, well, maybe it's now a little too big for you. Even though I got my stuff set up through Regina and that clinic that was down there, can I come to Parkland, maybe order a new tube for myself, or more so the face mask, the pillows and that sort of thing? That's all. Now I can go about getting it through you?
Yep, absolutely. We carry all of those products, so we'll probably have in stock the parts that you need.
Okay.
If we don't, we can certainly order them in. It doesn't take long to get them. Sometimes it's just simply a matter of refitting that mask for you. The size may still fit. It just may need to be adjusted.
Okay.
In some cases, obviously, if you lose 30 pounds or more, that drastically changes your face shape.
Mm-hmm.
So you may need a different mask altogether.
Yeah. I wasn't snoring, but the machine itself, my wife felt, was making just more noise, which made it harder for her to sleep because she was used to it just being perfectly quiet.
Mm-hmm.
But because of it not being properly fitted, some air would escape through the little nose piece or what have you. And all of a sudden,
that can get pretty noisy.
Yeah, exactly. So I was like, can you ask about that when you have them on the program today? So there you go, Alana. I've asked, and I'll make sure to look into it, whether it's a refitting and or maybe a different mask altogether. Now, that's also something that differs depending on person to person, what they'll use on their face. Some people, I know I only need those little nose pillows mm-hmm. that go under the nose. I still can have my mouth open for that little bit of a conversation, if you will, with my wife before I go to bed. But others, maybe their mouth breathers or other factors play into it. There's other options for them too.
Absolutely. We have lots of masks in stock, and we try them on you in the shop.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a really comfortable therapy chair where we'll lay you down, we'll fit you with a mask, let you nap with it for 15, 20 minutes, see what you think.
Mm-hmm.
If it's pinching, you don't like it, you want to try something else, we take our time, try to get you the mask that is suited best for you.
Okay, wonderful. You mentioned that that's the trial period, if you will, right there. People will have that opportunity. I know some people, it can be a struggle early on. Actually, more often than not, for all, it can be really tough getting used to, but I guess the important thing to notice for people to just stay the course, let their body get used to it, and regardless if it's a full mask or just the nose pillows, just give it time. Don't throw it off to the side just 'cause of a couple early tough nights, maybe early on.
Right. And we're not going to give up on you, so we don't want you to give up on yourself. We're here to work with you and make you as comfortable as possible. You know, bring that machine in. Those new AirSense machines, we can monitor you online.
Okay.
So I can look on my computer, see how all of my patients are doing. If they're not wearing it, I know that. So I can contact them, find out what's going on, see if we can troubleshoot the problem, help them out a little bit. If they need changes made to their machine, I can do that as well, right from the office. So if they're rural, they don't need to come in and drive that hour or more. Right, I can take care of it right from my computer.
I found that very fascinating that, it can be looked up online results and how the before and after of the results, pretty staggering. Like for yourself, you mentioned someone who suffers from sleep apnea, their breathing gets interrupted in that 20 to 30 range. Well, the doctor shocked me and the technicians who let me know that, for me, it was like 55 times my breathing was interrupted. I had no idea it was that severe. That's like once a minute where...
Exactly.
Oh, man. The breathing was being blocked. So it definitely woke me up. And ever since I've had it the last 4 or 5 years now, it's been a blessing, if you will, and potentially life-saving too. Because if someone carries on more and more years with sleep apnea, just the strain on the heart, it could be potentially fatal.
Absolutely. You know, you think years back of people that have had heart attacks in their sleep, you know, no one really thought, did they stop breathing for so long that their heart couldn't handle it anymore?
Wow. Yeah. Again, it's all you ever wanted to know with Tracy Alcorn, sleep technician and owner with Parkland CPAP Services. Now, I know this time of year, a lot of people going on vacation.
Yeah.
They're enjoying some time maybe in the sun or what have you. I'm going to have that chance soon enough. And I'm sure some people have thought, oh, man, to take this and drag it along. And going to have to pay for baggage and all this extra if it doesn't fit. But hey, you were even kind enough to let me know. Well, no, not necessarily. Medical equipment, there's special exemptions. And so no using it as an excuse, husbands.
That's right. Exactly.
Speaking from experience, of course.
If you're going to take your glasses with you on vacation, I hope you're going to take your CPAP machine, right?
Good point.
You need it to breathe when you sleep. And so if you want to have a good time and be healthy, you definitely want to take it with you. Take it as a carry-on. Don't put it in your checked luggage.
Okay.
That luggage can be treated brutally sometimes, so we don't want to wreck our machines. Also, if your luggage is lost, you certainly don't want to lose that machine. So carry it on.
Right.
And it does not count as carry-on equipment.
Okay.
That's my excellent. Husband has CPAP. Mm-hmm. And we've traveled with it many times. It's never counted as a carry-on. It says right in the instruction booklet that comes with your machine that it doesn't count as a carry-on.
Oops.
If you
didn't
do
read that.
Need that's okay. That's okay. There are ResMed does have a place where you can print off the federal aviation guideline type things. There's a form that you can print off if you need it.
Yeah.
So if people have questions about traveling with it, just give us a call. We can help them through. But essentially, take it with you. Don't take any water with you on the airplane because they'll take that away from you.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Might have to track some down.
Yeah, you have to track some down when you get there. Or if you've got insurance and you travel a lot, you might want to look into a mini, which has waterless humidification.
Yeah, this is a really interesting piece. I mean, I was going to compliment just the how far they've come even in just the last 5-10 years.
Absolutely.
Before I got diagnosed, I was traveling with someone who had all these extra, well, two of them, I should say, two extra look like little carry-on bags. And I'm like, wow, what? Like, they won't let you do that. He's like, no, it's my CPAP. And I'm like, oh, well, what is that? He introduced me to what exactly a CPAP machine does and everything along those lines. And he's just like, it can be burdensome sometimes with the... Back then, it was quite the haul he had to bring along with him.
They were big.
But now mine is just a neat little, basically like a laptop bag.
Yep.
It's great. And this mini, though, it's even smaller than that. Tell us a bit more about this new machine.
The size of a cell phone.
Crazy.
I know. They're totally tiny. Really cute little machines. The entire unit, so the machine, hose, mask, everything, fits in a very, very small bag that can be thrown into your carry-on. Takes up no space whatsoever.
Wow.
Waterless humidification discs give you two options for humidification. So kind of a basic or plus. So if we're really dry like it is now here.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're going to Mexico somewhere warm, you probably don't need that plus one. You can use the regular humidification.
Okay.
The discs are good for 30 days once they're opened. And really neat little unit. The people we have using them absolutely love them. We've had not a single complaint.
Are some even just using it as their full-time machine, or is that not necessarily recommended?
It wasn't designed to be a full-time machine, but it does have the same motor as the S10, the Air 10. Mm-hmm. So we do have probably half a dozen people that use it as their everyday machine, and they're having no problems at all.
All right. Now, are all of the machines, like there's that water tank for humidifying.
Right.
Are all machines, is that fairly standard now, or is that still an option on some of them?
On the Air 10, it is not an option. It comes with the machine, mm-hmm. which is good. It's really nice to see.
Right.
Patients no longer have to pay extra money to get a humidifier.
Mm-hmm.
It comes with the machine, and it's the healthier way to breathe. You shouldn't be breathing all that dry air.
So yeah.
This is good.
What's the recommendation someone tries and they try to find, if they're on vacation, distilled water, and unable to do so? Is a recommendation to go without if they can't? Just if the proximity to from resort to somewhere to find, leave it empty?
If you can grab bottled water.
Bottled water?
Usually you'll have bottled water available.
Okay.
That'll be fine. It's the water you're breathing, so you mm-hmm. want it to be as pure as possible.
Right.
Don't use tap water, but you can usually find at least bottled water.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine for your week or two that you're on vacation, and
clean
out your chamber really well when you get home and mm-hmm. go back to distilled water.
Better than leaving it just empty?
Yeah.
Okay.
Leaving it empty can also kind of burn your humidifier.
Okay. Good to know. Again, joining us, Tracy Alcorn, sleep technician and owner from Parkland CPAP Services. They're in the Loaf and Jug Mall. It's the easiest way for to reference
it
here in Yorkton off Allenbrook. And Parkview, is that the actual street, though?
Yeah.
Parkview.
Corner of Parkview and Allenbrook.
Great. You'll see the little vehicle there as well, more often than not. Anything else you want to get out there, Tracy, on today's show?
I think, you know, it's the new year. A lot of people make New Year's resolutions, and health is usually one of those things.
Okay.
So, you know, if you're at all concerned and you want a screening, come in, talk to us, talk to your doctor. We'd be happy to find out if you have sleep apnea or not.
Well, and like you alluded to, helping the body rest. Even though you think, sleep, I am resting. Well, not necessarily. You could be working just as hard or maybe even harder while you're asleep than, well, if you are leaving things untreated. So always good to get things checked out and start the new year off right in many aspects of our health. Tracy, it's been great. People have any other questions, can they give you a call?
Please do. 783-9888.
Excellent. It's been all you ever wanted to know. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time, have yourself a wonderful day and be blessed.